Welcome to Jenny's Uncensored Pennies. I am Jennifer Marie Martinez, and this is my two cents on my children's book, Jenny's Pennies. Okay, so before I get into all things my children's book, Jenny's Pennies, I have to let you know that the name Jenny actually was a nickname that I used to cringe at. I did not like being called Jenny. And most of the time when people called me Jenny, I envisioned it with spelled with a Y at the end. So J-E-N-N-Y at the end. I don't know if people actually spelled it that way, but that's just the way that I envisioned it. Maybe it had to do something with like that song in the 80s. I don't know if for those of you that weren't around in the 80s or haven't heard the song, you know, it's a good one if you need to give a fake number. It's because it gives the phone number 8675309, and they spelled it. It was Jenny, Jenny, who can I turn to, right? And it was J-E-N-N-Y, Jenny. So, yeah, maybe I didn't really like being called Jenny because a lot of times people would sing that song, but realistically, it was because a lot of negative childhood memories were made by people that referred to me as Jenny. And so as I grew up, you know, I never really knew that that's the reason why I hated being called Jenny. As I got older, you know, and I started looking inward, it was like, yeah, okay, that's definitely why I associated that name with just all these negative things that had happened and all these negative thoughts that came from that and negative beliefs of myself, right, that came from that. And so during pandemic, it's like, I know I talk about that a lot. And, you know, if you're like me, you might hate thinking about that time as well. And it seems like so many things happened during that time, like an entire lifetime occurred during pandemic. And I am referring to, you know, initial 2020 lockdown. So it's during that time that, you know, we couldn't go out and see people and whatnot. And so I really wanted to focus on, well, I was forced to focus, I should say, on my inner healing. And so I just, you know, I really wanted to focus specifically on my childhood healing and, or healing my childhood traumas. And, you know, it just always came back to that 6-year-old little girl being called Jenny with a Y. And I was like, why can't I just not have these, you know, negative feelings and emotions and memories around that name? And so there was all these whys, right? Like, why did certain things happen? Why did it still hurt the way that it did, like, at all, I should say? Like, why did it hurt for so long? Why was it as intense as it was for so long? Like, you know, why did that pain just hold so much power, right, over me? And all the negativity like showed up in so many aspects of my life throughout my life. And so it was all this why, and then, you know, the letter Y. And I was like, you know what? Like, screw that. I'm done. Like, I'm done listening to the voices that say like, these things happen to you because you're undeserving, because you're unlovable, because, right? All these negative things. And during a coaching session where I was being coached, the coach asked me, you know, what if we changed the narrative and added always, like, I have always. And so, yeah, that's where I was like, oh my God, you're absolutely right. Like, da-da-da, I have always been enough, right? And I don't know, like something so simple. And it was just like, yeah, I have always been enough. And so then that just like sparked this whole thing in me. And I was like, that's it. Like, that's how I get my power back. That's how I just squash all those thoughts, the voices. That's how I take my power back. I embrace the name Jenny, but I use it on my terms, right? I let go of the Y and change that Y letter to an I, because I have always been enough, because I am capable. I am lovable. I am deserving. And I'm finally standing in believing that. I stand before you today, not just as someone who has faced hardships, but as someone who has turned pain into power. And I want you to know that you are not defined by your circumstances. You are defined by your strength, resilience, and the choices you make in the face of adversity. And so once I decided to use the name Jenny, I then went to social media, and that's when I created the handle Jenny's_pennies, because I just thought I was being clever, right? Like my 2 cents. Oh, I'm going to go on social media and I'm going to share my 2 cents on blah, blah, blah. Whatever my little heart desired to share, right? In hopes of connecting with people and helping them on their healing journey. And so that's how that was started. So then I'm, you know, this whole time during pandemic, pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, all of it, I've, you know, been doing a lot of self-work anyway, a lot of inner work and healing and all of that. And the whole catalyst, if you will, for that was me becoming a mom and wanting to give my son a better childhood experience, a experience completely different from mine, and for me to be able to show up for him, right, in a way that, like, I didn't have someone show up for me, like, you know, as a parent, like, to help me on that level of setting those, like, core values and core beliefs in myself. I wanted to be that for him. And then little did I know that I would also be doing it for my inner child and myself, right? And anyway, so fortunately, I have been able to give my son maybe mostly untraumatic childhood experience. I don't know. The verdict's still out because he's only 16. So we shall see. But my lifelong friend, who I also refer to as my mentor, so my lifelong friend, Roy, you know, we've been in touch for, well, yeah, from lifelong. But anyway, I was talking to him about just all the things that led me to this point of embracing Jenny and all of that. And he was just like complimenting me on the work that I've done and on how I have, you know, created a different experience for my child and everything. And so then he's like, but what if you could help more kids? And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, I mean, that's all great and dandy, but what if you could help more kids? And, I should also say that at this point, I had also dated somebody that had a child, a small child. And when the relationship ended, I was pretty heartbroken of not being able to be a part of that child's life as they grew older and stuff. Just because I felt like I would be such a positive, you know, influence in that child's life. And so, yeah, but anyway, so then in this conversation, like I said, Roy's like, well, what if you could help more kids? And so then, you know, he encouraged me to do a children's book. And then it was like, okay, well, what do we want the story to be and all that? And so I like wrote my little heart out and I wrote this little story, which I'll have to write at a later time, because then when I submitted it, it was like, well, although the message is good, I think because it's the first book, we should really, you know, work on the character development aspect. And so then it was like, okay, well, I knew that, you know, in my story, I wanted to keep it simple. And it is. My children's book, Jenny's Pennies, is very simple. The story is written in simple sentences on really colorful pages. And the reason for that, the intention behind it, is that I hope that the reader will use their imagination of the possibilities on their own, right? Like what's going on in the page, just looking at the details on each page and imagining for themselves of all the possibilities that could happen in the story, like, you know, any turn that the story could take or whatnot. And then if they're reading with someone, my hope is that when, like, let's say the child is reading with an adult, right? Like a parent or caregiver, even a teacher, whoever. When they're reading with an adult, that the adult would ask questions or answer questions as they come up, right? So as they're going through the pages and looking at everything going on in the page, that just questions would come up. Like, for example, there's one part that every time, you know, during the process of getting the book published, every time that we would go over this, we would just bust out laughing. And the line is, "Quiet bird, I'm trying to think," right? And in the picture, the bird's like, just looks like it's loud. How is that possible? I don't know. You have to see the illustration. But the bird looks like it's loud. And Jenny is underneath the tree and kind of like swatting at the bird. I mean, she's a 6-year-old girl, so she can't reach the bird, but she's just like, you know, trying to swat, like shush the bird or you know, trying to get him to go away. "Quiet bird, I'm trying to think." And so one of the things that comes up is like the reaction when I read in front of kids, is like, "Ooh," and I'm like, "Yeah, what does that sound like? Like, that sounds mean and this and that, right? Okay, so what's another way that she could have said that, right?" And so then we have a conversation about the different ways and the power in our words. And those are opportunities on other pages as well in the story. And so the whole reason behind that is, again, the hope that it would open up a conversation, right? So whether it's the kid reading by themselves or reading with an adult, and hopefully when they're reading with an adult, you know, the whole like question, right? When somebody asks you what you think, I mean, it's like, it makes you feel what? Like your thoughts are important. They're asking you because they want to know, right? And so if you want to know what somebody thinks or feels or whatever, that's telling them, and you're asking them, that's telling them that you want to know. It shows that you care and it shows that they matter, that their thoughts, their imagination, their voice matters, and that you care. And so that's the whole thing, right? Hoping that kids will feel comfortable to voice their thoughts in this small way, this little, just the simplest way. And that hopefully that leads to a greater impact in their life, as well as the relationship with the adult that they're reading it with, right? So hopefully it's like, you know, like their mom, their dad, their grandma, maybe even their teacher or whomever. But just to get that practice, get that opportunity to voice, to use their voice and to be heard and to just feel that, yeah, that their thoughts matter. Their voice matters. So that's the intention of the book. That's how the title came about and even how the book came about. And so diving into a little bit of the meaning behind some of the things. So Jenny, like I said, she's a six-year-old little girl, and I wanted her to look like my six-year-old self. And now, coincidentally or not, my son very much looked like me at that age. And so I asked the illustrator if they could create the character and make her look like myself and my son at the age of six. And yeah, I mean, when she was drawn, I mean, it just brought tears to my eyes because she just has this like beautiful hair and these big eyes, just, you know, full of hope and this really great smile. And, you know, that's my son. And I've heard people say that when I was a child, that I didn't really show that, like I didn't have that light in my eyes. And yeah, that hurts, right? Okay, I know that was like some awful pauses and I didn't think that I would get emotional, full transparency. I've been dealing with some things here lately where I've had to, you know, regulate my emotions, and I very much parent that inner child and let her know that I've got you and you are loved. And you help me love. Okay. Sorry. this, again. Yeah. This is real life, people. Real talk, real life. And yeah, not gonna edit any of this out because I'm recording this by myself and I don't know how to edit it. But anyway, moving on. So the bird, or the bird that I was saying in my example where she says, quiet bird, I'm trying to think. It's a red bird. And the reason why it's a red bird is because, well, my grandmother passed. She passed away like over 20 years ago now. And she was my guiding light, man. She was everything. She was the world to me. She was my safe space. She was my champion. She was the wind beneath my wings. And so when she passed, you know, I have that belief that people that have crossed over and are no longer on this earth, they're like, when you see a red bird, it's like, kind of like it's them, you know, or it definitely makes me think of her when I see a red cardinal. And then my son Jacob, when he was a toddler, you know, with his little books and whatnot. And right now I cannot think of the book, and I'm sure there's plenty of them out there, but there was one book that he had, and there was a little red bird, and he would always point out the little red bird. The book had nothing to do with the little red bird. There just happened to be a little red bird in the, on like, every page. And so, you know, so there's that memory. And so, yeah, so I decided to make one of the characters a red bird, and I named him Jake after my son, Jacob. So with those two things, you know, my grandmother, the red bird, Jacob's, like, memory as a child, or me having that memory of him as a really small child, identifying a book and a story, the red bird represents both my grandmother and my son. Jake watches over Jenny just as my son, Jacob, and grandmother watch over me. Now, the book also shows a lot of flowers, and they're actually lupins, which are found in, like, a lot of lupins are found in California, and then specifically bluebonnet lupins are found in Texas, which is where I'm from. And of course, the bluebonnet is the Texas state flower. So I wanted to make sure to get that in there as, like, paying homage of my roots. And then the cover also features a mountain, because where I live and outside my son's window, you can see the mountains that pretty much identify the city where we live in. And then every penny in the book, well, the penny is like a collection of just memories, like that's what they symbolize. I did actually collect not just pennies, but just any loose change, any money as a kid. And yeah, I would buy my treats, whether it was candies or, and sour candies are my favorite. That's in the book. Or yeah, furniture for my dollhouse or clothes for my dolls or even my Barbies. Which everything was Barbie. And in the book, it says dollhouse or beautiful dolls, but it was Barbie, okay? But I just couldn't put Barbie in there because, you know, I don't want to get sued. And let's see. Oh, one of the characters, or we just see her briefly. It's a male person in the book, and she looks exactly like my youngest sister. I almost said baby, but she is my baby sister. She looks like my youngest sister, like, really looks like her, and that was done on purpose. And then she has my other sister's name. So my sister Karina's name is in the book, and then the character, she looks like my sister Maida. And let's see. What else? I think that's about it. Of course, Jenny wears a pink bow because my favorite color is pink. And Jacob's actually, his favorite color is red. So, you know, close. The red bird in there. The piggy bank in the book looks exactly like Jacob's actual piggy bank. And those are all facts that I share with when I read, you know, to children at schools or in a public setting or period. And then you'd have to look really, really closely, but each penny, like the, I guess, bigger in bigger pennies that you find that are illustrated in the book, they all have different years on them. And so, like, one of them is my grandmother's birth year, and one of them is Jacob's dad's birth year, one of them's mine, one of them's Jacob's. I think I may have included, like, some other family members' birth years in there, too. But, yeah. So, that's, I guess, the story behind my children's book, Jenny's Pennies. The back of the book reads, Jenny loves collecting pennies. Each one helps to take her on a new adventure. But what happens when she's inspired to use her pennies differently? Join Jenny as she dares to make a wish for the first time, allowing her to gain a new friend. So there you have it. Jenny's Pennies, how the title came about, what some of the stuff means, and also where I came up with, you know, the way that I sign off of the podcast, because it's very much in the author's note that is in the book. Because again, you know, it's all about kids, or empowering people, empowering kids to use their voice and knowing that their thoughts matter. So the very end of my author's note says, "Thank you for reading and purchasing my book. I hope that you never forget." And this is for all of you out there listening right now. So I hope you never forget that your voice matters. You are capable. You are lovable. You are deserving. You are enough. Take care.